Well, you want to make, if, well, you got to, for the rye, you got to have ingredients in, something like baking powder.
You know, that's like bread.
Huh?
Like bread, you tell
me. Oh, that's easy, eh? Yeah. What you put easy in, for the rye?
Mm-hmm. In what?
In your dough. You make it up, you see.
Flour.
And with flour.
Yeah.
Then you put in a bowl or something, you know, a crock. And you know, and it arise from the bottom, it go whip up the top of that crop.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you call that?
That'd be light bread.
Light bread.
That's right.
Would your wife ever make any other kind of bread made or any kind of thing out of wheat flour?
Well,
you make pumpkin bread.
You make
pumpkin bread.
Pumpkin bread?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Would you ever use potato bread or any sort?
Potato bread.
Would you ever make any sort of potatoes?
Well, they cut a custard sometimes. I eat a tater pone. A tater pone, it'd be thick, you see. It'd be in a round container, you know, and it'd be thick. That's like a pound of butter. And then you make tater custard. Cook him in a little brown pan about that wide, you know. And
yeah.
Now that's good too. We cook that at our holiday, like Christmas, you know, and Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good too. So it is.
Or you might make up a pan of. You mentioned biscuits, that sort of thing.
Oh, that's right. Biscuits, that's right.
Anything else you might make? You ever have hoe cake or Johnny cake?
Oh, well, I had a hoe cake of flour bread and biscuits.
What's hoe cake?
That's a solid dough in a skillet, you know. You just make it and carry it all over the skillet.
What do you
that's
make?
Called hoe cake.
Yeah, you know what you make it from?
Oh, well, that's what we eat. Sometimes I eat molasses along with it.
Yeah.
Sure did. Fried meat, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
It is good, too. I like hoe cake sometimes, but I do biscuits. Sure
pancake.
Do biscuits. Huh?
Pancake.
Pancake.
Yeah.
That's right.
Made out of wheat flour?
That's right. A lot of people call them flapjacks, you know.
Yeah.
But
when you kept your meat too long, you say your meat did what?
Got rank.
Got rank?
Rank on you.
Well, you say the meat had done what? It
wouldn't. He wouldn't be done spoiled. Oh yeah, sometimes it's spoiled. You keep too long, you know. If you know what I mean,
it gets
spoiled. Get tainted, you know.
Yeah.
And spoiled on you. And then you keep it too long, it'll get a rank on you. It won't spoil, but it'll be rank.
Yeah.
But more in general, you know, if you keep it, you know, and out like that, and not in the refrigerator like that, you know, it'll spoil.
Yeah.
Won't be good at all. So won't.
How would you say it smells?
Well, tainted.
Tainted?
Tainted. Now, a lot of people like tainted food. But, you know, now, of course, now, if it's too far gone, it'll be past tainted. It'll be rotten, then it won't be no good at all. Then. But as long as it's sort of tainted, you know, you can still eat it. It won't hurt you.
Yeah.
A lot of folks like tainted food. Sure do.
Would you ever say something got smelling rancid?
Well,
you ever hear rancid?
I've heard tell a rank.
Yeah, rank.
Rank, but not rancid.
If you kept your butter too long, you'd say your butter.
Rank? Rank on you.
It would taste what? It would taste.
Well, it tastes sort of strong, like that's called rank.
Yeah. Would you ever say it got the taste in stout?